from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, August 26th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Bish Bucks. Eric Fickle.
Good morning.
And look who's back after a couple weeks off. It's Johnny Cakes Awville.
What's up? Hello. Hello.
Did you get any sleep last night, Cakes? I know you always get the Sunday scaries and you get nervous.
I had a plan for the Sunday scaries last night.
Yeah? What, three beers instead of two?
No. There were three items that I ingested.
Uh-huh.
Two beers.
Yeah.
One Benadryl.
Oh. Did that do the trick?
I think that's pretty perfect.
Did it do the trick?
Yeah. Yeah. No tossing and turning. No worries from this guy.
That's awesome.
It puts you to sleep.
I see you have your Kiowa Island sweatshirt on.
I do, yes, exactly.
Now, that was your first week of vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another classic family vacay.
Classic family vacay.
Good weather.
Splurged with a waterfront home this time, an oceanfront. Nice. It was very nice. It was fantastic. Loved it.
Right.
I saw you holding a horseshoe crab. Anything else exciting during the week?
Anything else exciting? Exciting. No, not really exciting. That's why I like my vacations. Nice and low key.
Yeah.
Just a lot of hanging out at the house with the family, hanging out on the beach, drinking
nothing
on the deck.
It's
just
like it.
Just a fantastic week.
Yeah, it looked like you enjoyed some Scotty's vodka, some Surfside.
Of course I did.
I saw your pictures.
Yeah, so I basically spent my vacation in the two happiest places on earth. Kiwa Island, South Carolina, MGM National Harbor. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, we saw you at National Harbor, but that was at the Gaylord.
Yes, correct.
And I'd seen that you were playing a lot of poker. How many days did you spend at MGM National Harbor?
I think it was 3 or 4 days of poker.
So you had a Cakes Classic.
Had a Cakes Classic, yes. I finished 12th in that.
Very nice.
Thanks to all the degenerates. Biggest turnout ever. 169 entries.
Nice.
Love it.
What time did that start? When did you bow out?
Started at 4 p.m.
That was an early one.
I finished 12th place. That was probably 1 a.m., I'm guessing. 1:30 in the morning.
Now, are you just pounding beers or Red Bulls, or what are you doing when you're doing that? Do you drink a lot when you play?
Not really.
Because you got to lock in.
Now, let me backtrack.
Yeah.
I started out hot.
Uh-huh.
Drinking during the Cakes Classic.
Yeah.
And then after about three beers, I said, I got to pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Even though I had a room. Right. I had a room to crash in. Right. But I was
But it affects your decision making.
Am I going to drink 10 beers?
You got to be in the right state of the mind.
And act like a total maniac. Like
of course.
I'm 19 again.
Yeah.
No. I have what's called a governor.
And you got to lock in.
Got to get that cash.
Especially if you want to make cash like you did. Yeah.
Got to make the cash, my friend.
Right.
Well, nice job, man.
Thank you.
So you won money. What day is that? Wednesday?
That was, hold on, what day of the week was that?
Because if you're doing 4 o'clock, it's not your typical Cakes Classic, and it wasn't the first Wednesday of the month.
It was not a Wednesday. I think it was a Friday. Friday, because then I played the main event Saturday.
Mm. Right.
Because I stayed the night Friday into Saturday.
I was following you. It's always funny. Cakes refers himself to third person as the Ambo.
I do. It's Drab's favorite nickname that I
the poker
that,
Ambo
that I use for myself.
Yeah. And the villain has this. The Ambo has this. Your hero.
I get very poker geeky when I tweet about MGM National Harbor. That's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
But it was good. I enjoyed it. I like to see the little updates. Yeah. And I knew that it was a big deal. Even MGM promoted that Cakes secures his bag for day two.
Yes,
explain
correct.
To people what that means, people that aren't initiated.
So for the main event, which is still ongoing, they finished today at 1 p.m. There are six players left. Main event has two full flights, and it's a full day of poker to get to day two. Basically, you start at either noon or 11 a.m., 15 45-minute levels. If you survive that, you get a bag to put your chips in to come back for day two.
Mm.
So I did that. I came back for day two with like a bag with 232,000 in chips, which for those that don't know a lot about poker, it was about 25 big blinds to come back to day two with.
Right.
So came back yesterday with the sole intent, and this is basically what I did, sole intent of knit folding every hand I could unless I got dealt.
What does that mean?
That means just folding.
Fold.
To try to get to the money.
Yeah.
Because they pay.
So let everybody else kick themselves out.
77
right, but you're
people.
Slowly blinding yourself out.
You are. And it could be perilous. 77 people returned. I was 44th in chips on the return.
Now, he's at a unique spot. It's not a great idea for most people to do that, but because he's the poker Ambo and he gets free rolled in all these tournaments, it's a no-brainer.
Right.
It's all profit.
It's all gravy.
It's all gravy.
Yeah. It's all gravy money.
I was like, I'm going to secure the min payout, which was $49.35, I believe.
Yeah,
I said, I'm going to secure that, and then once the bubble bursts, then I can actually play and try to spin my stack up.
Right.
So we get down to hand-for-hand play, which seemed like forever, which is where they, you know, you have to, whatever tables are left, you have to play hand-for-hand to see if there's a bust out. So once that happened.
I don't even understand what you're saying.
Okay. So say you have four tables left or whatever. Yeah. Who cares? They play one hand. All right, everybody's done.
Correct.
Because they have to know who's the final player to bust the bubble. Right? So if you're just all playing, they're not necessarily going to know who, you know what I mean? Because there's too much chaos.
Gotcha. After every hand, they stop.
They stop.
And say, did anybody get bounced out of the tournament?
So here's what I'm doing.
Like, that's called hand for hand.
There's a big monitor that shows how many players are left. And in the bottom left corner, it says, you know, it's ticking down. It's like 54. 50, and it needs to get to the magic number of 47.
Yeah.
That's where the min cash is.
Right.
And I'm sitting there just watching my chip stack dwindle.
The window.
And I'm just like, come on, just can somebody bust? Let's get us to the money.
Uh-huh.
Get hand for hand. Then like 5 minutes later, the tournament director says what everybody wants to hear. Congrats, all the main event players at MGM National Harbor. You're officially in the money.
Right.
Yeah, everybody, smattering the ball.
So, you 48 knew, so places you knew you
really
were
bitter.
At worst, you were at 49.35.
Correct.
Right.
That's a great feeling.
So I secured that.
Right.
Played for about another hour and a half. Got busted out in 40th, which is a slight pay jump to 5,400.
Very cool.
And then you made
put that right in my pocket.
And you made 700 in the cakes.
720. Right. A few bounties sprinkled in.
Right. Everyone's in Cakes' pocket.
So he's
it was a good week.
You know what? Your vacation was almost paid for.
It was a solid week.
Yeah.
So I'll take it.
That's awesome.
It's good because I know you had been on a bit of a dry spell.
2024 had been a little bit lean with results.
Hey, it's all gravy.
Go look at my Hendon mob.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what that is.
It's
an online site that tracks your poker winnings
and
results.
It's like gin for golf.
I don't even know what that reference is. But yes, I'll have to agree with you.
I think it's safe to say my Hendon mob is at zero.
Your Hendon mob is zero.
Mine's at zero.
Yours is zero.
Yep. Mine's probably close to zero.
Probably zero.
No, I think didn't you win money in one of the poker opens?
I don't know the Hendon mob tracks.
I'm gonna check. I'm gonna check.
I don't think they do. Did they track the Junkies poker open?
Not sure.
I'm not sure that they did.
It's a good question.
I did have a cash in there, but I don't think it's in there.
I'm gonna look up Matt Myers to see if he's listed on Hendon mob. I'm sure there's not 1,000 Matt Myers in their database.
Matt played very well last time I remember him being there. I remember that.
Yeah, he did.
Played very well.
Certainly did.
Matt also played great golf this weekend.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't heard he these exploits.
He and I were texting each other. Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead, tell everybody.
I shot even par on Saturday.
Even par.
Nice.
I know.
That is impressive.
Now I guess I got to put that in my gin.
Yes, you
now
do.
That's announced.
You have to.
Oh, you weren't going
to
put it in? Come on, Wacky Jackie,
we have a member thing coming up, mm-hmm. and Wacky Jackie told me, he says, hey, don't put that one in.
Yeah.
So now I guess I have.
Yeah, slow roll that one.
Yeah,
keep that one on the down low.
Congrats, bud.
Okay, because I was curious to know if after 2 weeks of vacation, the bags would be changed.
Yeah, what do you think? You think it looked much different?
You didn't sleep that great
last
night.
If you're staying up till 1 playing poker, you're probably not getting much more rest.
Well, you think we're getting 10 hours of sleep every night? Of course not. It's not the way it works over here. I'm gonna have bags until they put me in the ground. What do you want? I mean, what do you want? Unless I get some sort of procedure.
I will say, when I saw you, I was examining the bags, and I was ready to compliment you on having less, and I couldn't.
Yeah, it's okay.
I really was. I intentionally wanted to say,
"You were gonna say, hey, you look refreshed.
You look refreshed. You did look tan." I'll give you that. Your face. Either fan or high blood pressure.
Probably the last.
Your face had a little color to it.
Yeah. I used to beach for a week.
Right, I thought maybe it was a little facial. A
lot of sitting under the umbrella, though. I mean, a good amount, like walks on the beach.
Yeah,
I
was exposed to something. You only need like an hour a day would get
I'm getting all the vitamin D. Now I'm stuck in this dungeon, and I'll never see sunlight ever again.
How many?
It's gonna be a while.
How many Orvilles or Wertheimers in the one house?
All of us. It was.
I know. But what's the total?
My wife, me, my father-in-law. That's three. It was like 8 or 9 people in the house. Hmm. Maybe 10. Maybe 10. I can't keep track.
4 bedrooms?
Yeah.
Four bedrooms?
Yeah.
On the water?
On the water.
Nice.
It was beautiful. Loved it.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
I Zillowed the house, too. Zillowed.
Yeah.
And it's the cheapest house on the whole strip.
Right. How much?
$7.2 million.
Right. How much for the week, though, to rent it?
A lot less than $7 million.
10 G's?
Right around there.
All right. Well, you almost paid for it with your winnings.
Yeah, not quite. What are you going to do?
That helped.
Everyone's
and you actually put your luggage in the right house this time, right?
Yes. I mean, JP, I pulled that move like 15 years ago.
It's still a classic.
It is a classic move where I unloaded the entire car and then we realized we were in the wrong house.
Right.
Had to take everything out of the house.
I guarantee you double check every time now. Probably triple check.
I make certain that we're at the right property. There's definitely some of that residue in my brain.
It's got to be. Huh. Well, it's good to have you back. We're now less than 2 weeks away from the start of the Commanders season. We're less than 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL season.
Love it.
This weekend, we've got college football week one. I know they had week zero. They had an upset over the weekend.
I have to enter Jason's power survivor pool.
Yep.
Florida State losing their opener, which was a big one.
Yep.
So
I couldn't believe how many people were on that road, whatever road that was in Dublin, in front of the game day stage.
Right.
I just couldn't believe how many people were there.
People like their attention dollars.
That's why Ireland pays those schools to come.
Yeah, of course.
All those donks come and spend money. It's incredible.
We will talk a lot of Commanders on the show today. Nikki Javala.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Commanders reporter for the Washington Post, she will join us at 9. We'll talk about preseason week 3, go around the NFL and more. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. 800 636-1067 is the number. You can text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Same number. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.